Two events in the latter half of 2024 helped commemorate the 200th anniversary of the James McMillan Expedition. The Surrey Historical Society, SHS, recognized the 1824 expedition with a stage production in late September. The Living Arts Society and the Fort Langley Canoe Club commemorated the bicentennial with an event in December. On stage, the SHS performed a play September 21 at Elgin Heritage Park during Surrey's annual Harvest Fair. Written by Cloverdale's Roger Bowes, the production ran about 20 minutes. My play is based on research conducted by Evelyn Wedley, noted Bowes. The SHS partnered with the Museum of Surrey to present the play in Elgin Heritage Park near the mouth of the Nicomeckel River. This is where McMillan would have met Semiamo First Nations, who helped them out by guiding them up the river. Wedley, president of the SHS, said the weather cooperated and the society was able to get the play off without a hitch. A very small amount of rain happened in the morning to pay tribute to the weather that the expeditioners had to endure, she said. Otherwise, it was a gorgeous fall day. Bowes narrated the performance. Jim Foulkes played James McMillan, the captain and leader of the expedition. Black Press Media's own Frank Buchholz played the role of John Work, who recorded a daily journal of the expedition's activities. Rick Hugh portrayed Thomas McKay, a hunter with the party. Michael Gibbs played Francis Annance, a navigator and translator who was of both English and Abenaki heritage. It was nearly an all-Cloverdale cast too, save for Gibbs, who resides in Newton, and Foulkes, who resides in Langley. At the last minute, they discovered they had forgotten to bring paddles with them as part of the props, she noted. Jim, Foulkes, managed to borrow a couple from a local paddling group that was nearby. The play covered information about the expedition. Wedley said the SHS set up a booth and most board members were present that day. She said Brenda Purcell, a 6-times great-granddaughter of James McMillan, came down from Kamloops and brought along a storyboard that noted her lengthy ancestry. Don Russell of Surrey's Della Terra Designs also joined the commemorative event. She wove a wall hanging in what would have been the method used in the past, with strips of cloth made from used clothing in the colors of the earth, Wedley explained. She had her loom on site and did demonstrations for interested people. Wedley said many helped with the event and the SHS is thankful for their support, including staff of Museum of Surrey and Historic Stuart Farmhouse, staff at Parks Canada, Fort Langley, for providing costumes and artifacts, Nancy Marguerite Anderson, author and blogger, for providing much of the historical information, Brenda Purcell, for providing background information on James McMillan and for sharing her family ancestry, Don Russell from Della Terra Designs, for providing her wall hanging and for giving weaving demonstrations at the event, along with Frank Buchholz, Bonnie Buchholz, Jean Bowes, and Jason Sveinson of EGX Photography. On River, the Langley Heritage Society reported that both the Living Arts Society and the Fort Langley Canoe Club took to the Fraser River in December as part of their efforts to commemorate the bicentennial of the James McMillan Expedition. Songs, readings from expedition journals, and a brisk paddle on the Bedford Channel beside McMillan Island, home to the Kwantlen people who first traded with the HBC, made for a memorable day, noted the post on langleyheritage.ca. The Langley Heritage Society was one of the sponsors of this event, which included presentations from BC and Washington State historians, the post concluded. The expedition, according to SurreyHistory.ca, the James McMillan Expedition was a surveying trip that sought to find a suitable site for a new Hudson Bay Company fort. In the winter of 1824, James McMillan headed up a survey party from Fort George, present-day Astoria, Oregon, on November 18. McMillan and his party of 40 traveled on Columbia boats. When the group reached Semiamo Bay on December 11, they had to change their plan to sail around Point Roberts and up the Fraser. The weather was growing cold, the wind was blowing, and ahead of them was the wide-open stretch of water and the rounding of Point Roberts. They decided to wait for the weather to clear and camped near the present site of White Rock. 2 days later, on December 13, the expedition headed up the Nicomeckle River. They had to portage over to the Salmon River before reaching the Fraser. The expedition sailed up the Fraser and went as far as Hatzik Slough before returning to Fort George. Route: trace the 1824 expedition from Fort George to the Fraser River, based on the Journal of John Work, in this Google interactive map created by René Dygard. Next: the next event connected to the James McMillan expedition will be held in Fort Langley in 2027. The fort is set to celebrate the 200th anniversary of the building of the trading post, just south of the original settlement at Derby.